I am Lisa Kaplan.
And I am Matthew Duvall.
And we are two of the members of 8th Blackbird, and this is 8th Blackbird Week.
On Interlochen Public Radio, welcome to day four.
Thursday.
Thank you, Lisa and Matthew, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome back to 8th Blackbird Week. Lisa and Matthew are the pianist and percussionist with the music group 8th Blackbird, artist in residence at Interlochen Arts Academy. Today, we are going to continue delving into the music piece written for 8th Blackbird, 13 Ways. I believe we're looking at the 7th verse today. Lisa and Matthew, the kids commuters are all yours.
This is going to be verse number 7.
We're doing 7 today. It's a very exciting one.
Yeah, 7 is an exciting one.
Great.
Okay, I'm going to read it for everybody. O thin men of Haddam, why do you imagine golden birds? Do you not see how the blackbird walks around the feet of the women about you?
That is so weird. What does that mean?
It is really weird. And I remember...
What? Golden birds?
Golden birds.
This is a blackbird poem.
That's right.
What's going on here?
Okay. Well, one of the things that I read about this particular stanza was that Wallace Stevens, the poet, when he wrote it, he was trying to think of the name of a very quintessential New England town. And he chose Haddam, which is in Connecticut.
Okay.
Which, ironically, I grew up in Connecticut and had never heard of this town. So I think he had this image of these birds. And to me, I always imagined many of them, like walking around and sort of pecking at people's feet, you know, all around. So it was like this busy kind of bustling atmosphere with all of these birds. One of the ways he's portrayed this kind of bustling energy in the music is that it's very fast.
This very energetic.
Very fast.
Festive, I would say.
Yes. I would say, yeah, it's kind of like...
It's happy.
It's very...
It's not scary fast.
No, joyous. No,
yeah.
It's very joyous. Mm-hmm. And I think that essentially everyone is playing the same notes, but not at the same time. But I think because everybody's playing the same like three or four notes most of the time, you really just hear how it all sounds related.
Sure. Well, the cacophony, like the bells of a cathedral.
Yes, exactly. Right. And that's a great way to describe the opening, because what is the percussion instrument we hear also at the opening?
Percussionist is playing a couple of triangles.
Yes.
Which are just wonderfully sparkly resonant percussion metal sounds.
Right.
And they really fill out this clamorous texture that's being created.
And the whole piece kind of has a shape where it starts very loudly, and by the end it has kind of just decayed and gotten softer. And at the very end of the movement, there's sort of a nice little duet between the piano and the cello, which I think is very noticeable.
I think that it shifts focus in the same way the poem does. I think Wallace Stevens is saying, why do you imagine golden birds? You're looking up and around. You're not seeing what is right in front of you. And we have this large festive opening with all of us playing so many crazy notes. And then as we go through the movement, our focus shifts to these two instruments playing a lovely little duet melody. Mm-hmm. And I feel that that's our shift to what is close to us, this blackbird that's at our own feet.
Yeah, I think that's great. Let's listen.
Great.
O thin men of Haddam, why do you imagine golden birds? Do you not see how the blackbird walks around the feet of the women about you? Thank you.
That was the seventh verse of 13 Ways, performed by 8th Blackbird, featuring our friends Lisa and Matthew. Now, Lisa and Matthew were tons of fun, and they had lots more to say that was just great about this music and the poetry, so you can hear the rest of our conversation on our website, classicalipr.org. Have a great day. We'll see you here at this time tomorrow for the Kids Commute. Hasta mañana.